Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. Hamilton Heights High School doing a wonderful job hosting Class 3A Sectional 24. We'll mention there's a couple of games going to happen tonight, girls basketball. Two semifinal games, Put Me In Sports will cover the 6 o'clock game, will not cover the 7:30 game. We'll mention girls basketball, sectional activity. They're pretty much stealing the spotlight on the Friday nights. They're prime time. We'll also mention tomorrow night for the championship games in girls basketball, sectional finals. The boys, varsity and JV, will play their games in the afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, Put Me In Sports will be at Eastern Comet High School. The Tipton Blue Devils will go against the Comets. We'll mention both teams are on the floor right now, 10:23 on the pregame clock. We'll also mention game one tonight. Tonight's education-based varsity basketball game. Game one tonight, 6 o'clock. Jay County Lady Patriots, they travel probably about an hour to be here. They were here Tuesday night when it gets Centerville. They'll do battle tonight with the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Lady Huskies drew the bye. The ping pong ball was working for Hamilton Heights. We'll mention game two here tonight will be the Frankston Lady Eagles. They'll go against the Yorktown Lady Tigers. And as mentioned, the second game tonight will not be covered by PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention a little bit about the school. We'll talk about the Jay County Lady Patriots. Their school was founded in 1975. We'll mention they have a school enrollment of 879. And their class 3A, obviously, they're here in sectional 24. 7 in that sectional. We'll mention that sectional consists of, it started out on Tuesday night, with Jay County, Hamilton Heights, Frankton, they'll play in the nightcap here tonight. Yorktown, Delta, and Centerville, along with Newcastle. Yorktown will be the opponent in game two for Frankton. We'll mention the principal at Jay County High School is Mr. Chad Dodd. The athletic director is Mr. Steve Boozer. The athletic secretary is Mrs. Christy Pryor. We'll let you know Jay County High School is located at 2072, that's West State Road 67, Portland, Indiana, 47371. You can dial him up, area code 260-726-9306. On the web, you can find him at jcpatriotsathletics.com. They wear the colors red, white, and blue. They perform in the Allen County Athletic Conference. Allen County Athletic Conference this season was won by Jay County. They finished the conference at 6-0. They're currently 23-1 on the season. Followed up by Woodland. Woodland's second place in the Allen County Conference. 5-1. They're currently 19-4. They're still active in the sectional. South Adams, they're 3-3. They're 13-10 presently overall. We'll mention next season, I should say this fall, the Tipton Blue Devils will begin their football season. They'll be playing against South Adams, and that game will happen right up there by Marion. That'll be right here at the football field and the place that a lot of folks chip in, made a pretty good environment up there, Indiana Wesleyan University. And at number 4 position in the athletic conference is Allen County, 3-3, Heritage, followed up by 2-4, Bluffton, 2-4, Adams Central, and 0-6, Southern Wells. Well, let you know, we remind you, Jay County, Lady Patriots are 23 wins, 1 loss on the season. That 1 loss did come to Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights traveled up there on November 12th. It was an overtime game, 45-44. And I will mention, that was the second game of the season for Jay County. That was the 5th game of the season for Hamilton Heights. Go figure. We'll mention, Jay County currently 6-0 in the Allen County Conference. They won the conference outright. Their head coach is Mr. Kirk Comer. Kurt Cobra, helpful with Put Me in Sports in the starting lineup tonight. We'll mention he's working in year number 13 at Jay County High School. 221 wins, 79 losses. Overall, he's a 28th year varsity head basketball coach. 408 wins, 205 losses. And as you might know, tomorrow night is going to be the next game for either Hamilton Heights or Jay County. That'll be the Class 3A Sectional 24 Sectional Championship. That game tomorrow night will start at 7:30. That'll be the winner of this game, Game 4, and the winner of later on tonight, Game 5, as mentioned. That'll be Frankton as they go against Yorktown. We'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies, they have a school enrollment right here in Hamilton Heights of 731. As mentioned, they're Class 3A, Sectional 24. 7 teams in the sectional. Sectional happening this year at Hamilton Heights High School. The principal at Hamilton Heights is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic department office manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhschuskies.org. I take that back. hhschuskies.org. So we'll mention orange, white, and brown are the school colors. We'll mention that color orange was implemented by Mr. Dean Small. That was his idea, and it stuck. But we'll mention in the conference, Hamilton Heights performs in the Hoosier Conference. And they stack up like this. This is order of finish. Twin Lakes Lady Indians, they won it outright. They did not lose. They're currently 23-0. In number 2 position, Northwestern Lady Tigers, they're currently 14-4. Number 3 in the conference, Central Catholic Lady Knights, 17-6 currently. Number 4 in the conference, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're currently 17-5. Benton Central at number 5, they're 16-8. At number 6, Western Lady Panthers, 15-8. At number 7, 18-5, that's the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. At number 8, the Tipton Lady Devils, they're 14-8. At number 9, Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers, they're 12-9. And at number 10, Lewis Cass, the Lady Kings, are 7-16. We'll mention 9 of the 10 Hoosier Conference teams, girls basketball, this year. They're currently double-digit wins. 9 out of the 10 double-digit wins in the win column, presently. That's remarkable. So we'll mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are currently 17-5 on the season. And we'll mention they finished 3-1 in the conference. That's the East Division. And in the Hoosier Conference, they finished 4th, as we previously mentioned. We'll mention the Lady Huskies average offensively per game, 43 points. They play a little bit of a slowdown game. We'll mention Jay County. Jay County likes to push the basketball. They average offensively 62.5 points per game. We have stats for both teams. We have 24-game stats for Jay County and 22-game stats for Hamilton Heights. And those are up to date. That's the number of games they played thus far. Well, next to the head coach for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Coach Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 116 wins, 53 losses, working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. And as mentioned, next game on the agenda for either Hamilton Heights or Jay County will be tomorrow night, 7:30. One of these two teams here at the 6 o'clock game will play in the sectional championship tomorrow night. So we'll also mention things going on right now. We'll talk about, we'll mention the Class 3A rankings. We'll probably go over that at halftime. We'll let you know that the winner of the sectional here at Hamilton Heights in the regional at Belmont High School, Hamilton Heights winner will play the Norwell sectional winner. That game will be Saturday, February 11th. That's next Saturday. That game will start at 4 p.m. That'll be at the Belmont Regional. A little bit of a jog there to go to Belmont, but worth the trip. I tell you what, worth the trip. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies were there a year ago. So we'll mention in the happening right now, the 3A, Class 3A Regionals, there are four sites in the Regionals. One of them is Jimtown. That's in Elkhart, Indiana. One of them is at Belmont. We know that. That's Decatur, Indiana. We'll also mention Regional number 7. That's at Greencastle, Indiana. And Sectional number 8 at Charlestown. That's in Charlestown, Indiana. We'll mention the feeder system for the Belmont Regional. The winner of Hamilton Heights will travel to Belmont. The winner of Norwell, we know that. They'll play one another, those winners. Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran will play in the evening game that day. And we'll mention they'll go against the winner of the Benton Central sectional winner. So they're getting ready to buzz out right now. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll mention this game is being brought to you by Fritz and Fisher's. At Service Car Sales, we'll mention Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Also, Lisa Stokes Bear, 621. Powers, Septic and Sewer, appreciate him and his wife. We'll mention also Woodward Family Farms. That's Rand Woodward, the sponsor. Appreciate him today. He volunteered to support this game tonight and tomorrow. We'll mention Indiana Express Rentals bringing this game to you, along with AGM Auto, Arcadia, Runyon Truck Store, Discount Copies, Noblesville Trophies, and Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Those are the businesses that make this game possible. Please, if you can, patronize those particular businesses. They're getting ready for the national anthem being addressed right now. By public address, pretty good group of fans here. A lot of orange, a lot of red, white, and blue. This game has been looked at from game one. I tell you what, these two teams, they knew the sectional was going to happen with these teams in it. Jay County and Hamilton Heights, they definitely circled this game on their calendars. And we're going to set this down for the national anthem. National anthem. Pretty good renovation done right here in Hamilton Heights. Tell you what, they got the floor, they got everything looking nice. We'll mention the flag. It uncoils from the ceiling. It goes down over the surface, the court surface. It's a big flag. And we'll mention it's just got the straight 13 horizontal stripes, 13 colonies. And on each jumbotron, they have a flag. It is a waving flag. And it's stationary in the waiting position. 12 ton right here at Hamilton Heights. And we'll mention a little bit about our sponsors tonight. We'll let you know that the Hamilton County Reporter, you do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. You can get that through the mail, or you can get that in your inbox on your computer. If you want to get that in the mail, we'll mention in-county rates. To get that in Hamilton County, just $24 per year. Out-of-county rate, If you want to get that out of carry, you can get that for $60 per year. You can get that delivered to your mailbox. That's a paper. But you just contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, you contact him at 765-585-9519. Again, his number is 765-585-9519. If you want to get that on your inbox on your computer, you can call him. He'll hook you up, and he'll take your address on email, and he'll send that to you 6 days a week. That's a pretty convenient way to get that paper, the Hamilton Carry Reporter. So we'll mention the Lady Patriots out on the floor taking some shots. We'll mention looking. Should be a good ball game tonight. Both these teams looking toward one another. I'm sure when the draw happened, a lot of folks were looking there. They saw the Hamilton Heights drew the bye to the second round. They were pretty sure that number two in the state, Jay County Patriots, would win their first game versus Centerville. They did win that game somewhat handily. That game ended 68-14. That was a 7 o'clock start on Tuesday. This Tuesday will mention. On Wednesday, the game that took place, it was Delta at 6-14, but against Frankton, 17-6. That was a 6 o'clock game on Wednesday. Frankton got the win 67-33. In the nightcap on Wednesday night, it was Newcastle and Yorktown, 7:30 start. Yorktown got the win 70-37. Tonight, lined up, Hamilton Heights. They're on the top of the bracket. That tells me Hamilton Heights is going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard here at Hamilton Heights. And Jay Cannon will be the home team. Hamilton Heights, as you know, 17-5. They played a pretty tough staggering schedule. Their strength of schedule, I've been told, is around 10. And I've been told the Patriots, this is hearsay, Patriots have a 2.5 strength of schedule. So we'll see what's going to happen tonight. They got to play the game 5-on-5. We'll mention later tonight, 7:30 start, Frankton, 18-6. They'll go against Yorktown, 10-11. The two winners of tonight's game will play tomorrow night at 7:30. The Norwell sectional. In the Norwell sectional, I'll mention in the semifinals tonight, one of these four teams will be at Belmont. We'll mention Norwell at 19-3. They are going to get Peru tonight, 10-13. Belmont, they're in it. They could play in their own gym for the regional. Belmont, 18-4. Northwestern Lady Tigers, 16-4. One of those four teams will be at Belmont at the regional. Benton Central sectional. In the semifinal, it's West Lafayette at 18-5. Going against unbeat Twin Lakes. Lady Indians at 24-0. Lady Indians have been at the top of the 3A chart, the rankings, all season long. We'll mention the bottom bracket later tonight. It's going to be Benton Central at 17-8. Their coach, David Baxter, working in year number 13, he's never had a losing season at Benton Central. We'll mention the home team in that bracket is Richmond Air Central, 14-9. So one of those two teams, I take that back, one of those two teams, two games I'll mention will be at the regional at Belmont. And we'll mention Fort Wayne Concordia, semifinal tonight. Woodland, 19-4. They'll go against Heritage at 6-16. That's a 6 o'clock start tonight. In the nightcap tonight at 7:30, Fort Wayne Concordia at 10-13, going against Garrett. Garrett, 12-11. Garrett was the opponent last year in the regional for Hamilton Heights. That game went double overtime. Hamilton Heights did not get the win. It was a good one. I'm getting ready to introduce starting lineups. We'll do the same. Starting tonight, we'll talk about the Hamilton Heights Huskies. They should be the visiting team on the scoreboard. We usually mention the visiting team first. Starting for the Huskies tonight, wearing number 2, 5'6" junior, 8.5 points per game average. That's Ella Hickok. Wearing number 10, 5'9" is junior, 18.6 points per game average. That's Cameron Leonard. She also averages 6.9 rebounds per game. Webbing number 20, 5'4" is senior, 7.9 points per game average. Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten also leads the Huskies with a 39% ratio. Makes, and we'll mention, 44 for 112 on the season. We'll mention Cameron Leonard not far behind at 36%. Wearing number 23 tonight for the Lady Huskies, Catherine Schenkel. She's a 5'7 junior, 2.9 points per contest. That's Catherine Schenkel. Wearing number 24, winding out the lineup for the Lady Huskies, 5'9" junior, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry seems to be at the right spot at each right time. We'll mention the head coach for the Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. The Huskies have 11 on their roster. They have 2 seniors, 5 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 1 freshman. Now for the Dade County Lady Patriots. They'll start like this. Wearing number 5, a 5'11" junior, 7.6 points per game average, Molly Momentin, 4.3 rebound department. Wearing number 10, 5'7" junior, 6.5 points per game average, Sophie Sagman, 5.2 on the rebound. Wearing number 22, she's a 6-foot senior, 12.7 points per game average, 7.6 rebounds per game, that's Gabby Bilbrey. Wearing number 30, number 30, a 6-foot senior, 21.8 points per game average, 6.5 rebounds per game, Rena Schwederman. And wearing number 32, 5'9" junior, 4.4 points per game, that's Brianna Durston. Brianna Durston has a sister on the team, that's Meredith Durston. I'll mention Meredith Durston has a 36% average from behind the arc, 3-point territory. She's a sophomore. Her sister's a junior, 35%. They probably go home and talk about it. I'm not sure. But they're talking about the starting lineup now for the Jay County Lady Patriots. Pretty festive atmosphere here tonight at Hamilton Heights. This ball game, as mentioned, a lot of folks looking toward this ball game way back at the beginning of the season. Pretty good group on hand tonight. They've got the upper balconies. They're utilizing the upper balconies. I've got to mention, the Patriots, they travel well. You got a lot of folks on their side of the court, lower level and upper level. They're talking about the starters still right here on the surface. We'll mention, on the IHSAA website, that's the IHSAA.org, they have a nice slogan there. You can read it. So that you access it. It says, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing court. So again, we'll mention you're listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio contest made possible by Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. They're getting ready to jump it up. Cameron Runner going to jump it up against Gabby Bilbrey. The toss is not good. It was slanted. It went up pretty tall. It fits in the backcourt. First possession belongs to the Patriots. Patriots behind the arc will dribble in. Number 5, Molly Mullenkamp, out top of the basketball. Sophie Sackman. They'll go baseline back to Mullenkamp. Back out behind the arc to Sackman. So they should off out top. Brianna Dirksen on the dribble being picked up there by Kaylee Roten. Going to dribble into the basketball. Going to go elbow. So drive the lane. Kick it back out. Baseline right side to Bilbrey. Looking for a good shot. Nearly a steal by Hamilton Heights. To go baseline off the glass. 2-point bucket. Jay Kelly. Number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. The 2-0 contest. Hamilton Heights with their first possession. Showing some pressure in the backcourt. Lady Huskies is going to pass to get out of it and break the press. Hadley Cherry in the front court back to Cameron Runner. 7:07 on the game clock. Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, 3-4 shot, Kaylee Roten. Rimmed out, wouldn't go, fight for the board. Had the carry, nearly came up with it. They get it into front court now. Jay County, bring it back out top, Mullenkamp. To get it back, 32, Brianna Dirksen back to Mullenkamp. Just on the right side, dishes off, Sophie Staxman. Baseline, Mullenkamp, inside the paint, for left side, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, had the carry. She'll push it out in front of Kaylee Roten. She saw the defense protruding. She came back, brought the ball back out to overstep the offense. 6.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. 2-0 contest. Hamilton Heights are here. They're the visiting team on the scoreboard going against Jay County. They're going to put the opposite way on the scoreboard. I should mention, 3-point shot good. That's Ellen Hickok in front of the Lady Patriots bench. A couple of steps behind the arc. Lady Huskies in front, 3-2. But we're going to baseline, right side, to bring the ball back out. Tipped away, nearly stolen. Mullenkamp in the paint, going to be a reach-in foul. Reach-in foul going to be called on the Lady Huskies. First foul of the contest, going to be whistled. The Lady Huskies are going to whistle this on 23, Cassidy Schakel. Schakel has one, Keen has one. Going to be brought in, riding the bucket on the baseline. Looking to get it here, and that's Brianna Dunston finally does. Behind the arc, they'll get it back to Schmiederman. Handles the ball for the first time. Lost the handle. Is that baseline. Molly Mullenkamp. She's going to lose control of the basketball. Ella Hickok saves it from going out of bounds. Hadley Carey, now Cameron Rudder across the timeline. 5:42 on the game clock. Stationary dribble. She'll bring it back out top. She'll reset the offense near the center circle. She'll work it left side. Kaylee Roten. She'll work it around inside the arc. 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Jay County. Credit the board, 22, Gabby Bilbrey. 7.6 rebounds per game for Bilbrey. There'll be a traveling violation in the front court. Jay County going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. An unforced turnover for Jay County. Lady Huskies will bring it from side court. Cameron Rudder in front of the Husky bench, deep in the back court. She gives it Ella Hickok back to Cameron. Double team working right there. She'll bounce back to Ella. See the front court bounce past Kaylee Roten. Now back to Ella Hickok. She'll work it right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten wide open. Rimmed off with Joe. 3-point shot. Rebound. Hadley Carey. They'll get a second chance at the rim in this possession. 5:02. Long. 3-point shot. Good. Cameron Rudder about 3 steps behind the arc. Right elbow extended. Lady Huskies in front. 6-2. 4:50 on the game clock. Winner back in. Lost the handle. Bilbrey. To take a shot outside the paint. Way to go. Rebound. Schmiederman. Schmiederman takes a shot in the paint. She got fouled. She'll shoot twice. Lena Schmiederman. Lena Schmiederman, I've got to mention. She's a senior. I don't really keep track of where athletes in high school are going to college, but there's no question. She's going to college to play basketball. Maybe Division I. First shot is good for Schmiederman. She shoots 72% of the stripe. She entered this game 86 for 120, now 87 for 121, and now 88 for 122. Got both of them. 6-4 contest. Jay County trailing by 2. Lady Huskies going to beat the press with the pass again. Front court, Hadley Carey. She's going to back out top of the, just top of the circle. Ella Hickok on the stationary dribble. Picking her up loose. They'll go behind the arc. Kaylee Roten going to step aside, take a three. Shot wouldn't go. Rimmed out. Back to the other director, Schmiederman. She's going to go coast to coast. She'll take a shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Went after the board. Might have been a foul. No foul called. Not a lot of whistles. They'll take another shot outside the paint. Going to be a foul whistle here on the shot. Going to be another two-shot opportunity for Jay County. Jay County as a team at the free throw line is shooting 57%. Don't let that fool you. The starting five shoot well. First shot on the way, wouldn't go. Number 10, Sophie Saxman. Taking a breather from Jay County. Going to be number 32, Brianna Dunston. In the game, first time, Mabry McIntyre. She wears number 12. Second shot, going off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Rudder. 6-4 contest. Lady Huskies by 2. To the front court on the dribble. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. Hadley Carey back to Ella. She'll back pedal dribble, working against her. is number 10, Sophie Saxman. Back pedal dribble, ball's out top of the circle. Cameron Rutter should go left side behind the arc. Katie Rote going to work it right side behind the arc. She'll dribble it back out behind the arc. Now bring it back, center it up. Katie Rote, long three-point shot. Cameron Rutter rimmed off. When he go, rebound. Rennis Spiederman back the other direction. She'll cross over. She'll work it to the corner. It'll be tipped. It'll be tipped away by Cameron Rutter and stolen by Katie Rote. Ball's in the front court, Hamilton Heights. 3:25 left here in the first quarter. 6-4 ball game. As mentioned, Jay County, they average about 62 points a game. Hamilton Heights right about 40. You saw a long shot outside the arc. Ella Hickok hits another three-point bomb in front of the Lady Patriots bench. Right elbow extended. 9-4 contest. 3 minutes left. Straight up outside the arc. Shot on the way. Rimmed out long. That was 12, Mabry McIntyre. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Cameron Leonard rebounds the basketball, gets it to Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, Katie Roten for three. Got it. Katie Roten, right elbow extended. Going to be a timeout called by Kurt Comer. Lady Huskies in front, 12-4. 2:44 left here in the first quarter. Going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll miss it. This game is in part being brought to you by TripAdventures.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their Fisher dealership, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fisher's 8599 East, 116th Street. Second location is in Noblesville, Soul State Road 32, right there in Noblesville, Indiana, 2400 Westfield Road. You can dial them up at their dealership in Noblesville, 317-773-2232. That's Fritz Auto Sales and Service. FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. So the Lady Patriots going to bring it in from the backcourt. They'll bring it in to the front court uncontested. 2:43 clock moving. Bring it to the timeline at a trot pace. That's Molly Mullenchamp. They go outside the arc, 10. Sophie Saxman back to Mullenchamp. She'll drive the lane, take a short shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, number 10, Sophie Saxman. There's going to be a jump ball. Cassidy Schakel. Pretty strong girl, going to lock it up with the Lady Patriots. Alternate possession arrow, gives it to Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Ella Hickok back to Cameron Rutter. Cameron Rutter on the dribble. Picks up a dribble, works the right side. Ella Hickok crosses the sideline at a dribble pace. See the baseline corner? Cassidy Schakel. Back out, Cameron Rutter. Three-point shot is good. Cameron Rutter right of center. Cameron Rutter opening some eyes here tonight. She gets a junior. 2:04. Shot outside the arc. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Bilbrey. Should go back up off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Lady Patriots. That's number 10, Sophie Saxman. Lady Patriots, a lot of people knew that they were going to be tough on the boards. They were going to get second and third opportunities in the same possession. And it happened right there. They have two 5'11 girls and two 6-foot girls. First shot scored off the rim, wouldn't go. Sophie Saxman, her second time at the free throw line this evening. 1:56 on the game clock. Saxman eyes the second one. Shots up, long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Rutter. Cameron Rutter will take it to the front court. She'll cross over, working right there in the center circle. Working, it's her bowling camp. No foul call, no whistle. They're letting them play just a little bit. 1:43 on the game clock. Number 2 in the state, Jay County, going against number 11 in the state, Hamilton Heights. Bring down behind the arc. Back pedal dribble, Cameron Rutter goes to the corner with it, Havoc Cherry. Bounce pass back out to Ella. 1:27 on the game clock. Coach Comer going to let her girls, they come out and play them defensively. And Mullenchamp is right there on Cameron Rutter. Ella Hickok sees a negligent pass from going out of bounds from Cameron. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be stolen in the front court of Hamilton Heights. Bilbrey with the steal outside the arc. Going to take a baseline jumper. Jumper on the way, way to go. Spiederman, ball's going to carry him, goes out of bounds. Cameron Leonard lets it go on out of bounds. Mighty Huskies will bring it in. Kaylee Roten going to reach into the ballgame. Taking a breather at 23, Cassidy Schenkel. Schenkel will get an extended quarter break. 1:01 on the game clock. 15-4, Lady Huskies by 11. We're going to see the timeline, Cameron Rutter. You got to cross that timeline. 10 seconds in this game to get it across. And that was pretty close. Nonchalant to get it to the front court. There's going to be a foul whistled in the front court. It's going to be whistled on Jay County. It's going to be a blocking foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Schmiederman. Brenda Schmiederman picked up the first foul on her in her ball game. 47 seconds left. Huskies cross the timeline. They'll go to the quarter. Bring it back out. Katie Brown in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Out top of the circle. Ella Hickok on the dribble. They'll go to the quarter. They'll bring it back out. Cameron Renner. 34 seconds left here in the first quarter. 15-4. Lady Huskies. Baseline. Katie Brown brings it back out. They're working around the perimeter. Back to Katie. Bounce pass. Try to. It's tipped away. Stolen by Bowenchamp. Should go the other direction. Outside the arc, three-point shot, rims in, rims out for Schwederman. Rebound, Katie Brown. 12 seconds left. From the backcourt, Ella Hickok. Got to get a move on it. 7 seconds left. They're working left side well out behind the arc by the scores bench. They're working left side, Ella Hickok. Shot in the buzzer. Rims off long, nearly went. At the end of one quarter of play, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 15. The Jay County Lady Patriots 4. What making this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. And they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. These Auto Parts, they are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's These Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're getting ready to ask the girls to come back out on the floor. Second quarter action getting ready to start up. Ultimate possession arrow gives it to Jay Kelly. 8 minutes on the game clock. Jay Kelly out on the floor. Both these coaches, veteran coaches, be brought in for half court. Will be brought in by Molly Mullenchamp. She wears number 5. She's going to get it into 32, Brianna Dirksen. Brianna Dirksen is the junior. And we'll mention Meredith is the sophomore. 7:53 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Schmiederman. So we're going to left side behind the arc. Then we're going to down low. Baseline, Mullenkamp. Going to dribble across the lane. Tipped out of bounds. Good hands by Hadley Sherry. So Jay Cannon will bring the ball back in left of the bucket on their own baseline. And triggering the inbound. It's going to be number 32, Brianna Dirksen. She'll bounce it into Schmiederman. Schmiederman in the corner. She'll pass it back out. Free throw lane. Working right there. Mullenchamp. Out top. They're working inside to Bilbrey. She'll take a shot off the glass. That 5-footer. Right there in the middle of the lane. 2-point bucket for Bilbrey. She's a good one. 15-6. 7:24 on the game clock. We're working across pass right there. Kaylee Roten, she'll take a three, and it's good. Kaylee Roten right there in front of the Husky crowd opposite the scores bench near the corner. 3-point shot good. 18-6. Lady Huskies by 12. They're working inside to Schmiederman. Blocked away. She blocked the pass. Cameron Renner going to block it, go the distance. Going to be tipped away from behind. Schmiederman, a good defensive play after losing the basketball. They get the ball back in the front court. It'll be a steal. Hadley Cherry steps in front of the passing lane. Hadley Cherry picks up a steal for Hamilton Heights in the Jay County front court. Trying to work the pass right there. Double team, Schmiederman and Mullenchamp trying to double team Cameron Runner. She pierced the double team. They're going to call a foul on Jay County. Could be whistled on number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. So Katie Brown's going to re-enter for the Lady Huskies. 23, Cassie Schaefer going to take a breather. 6:35 on the game clock. In the front court on the dribble, she'll pick up the dribble. Cameron Runner. She'll pass back outside the arc. Ella Hickok, back pedal dribble. They'll go to the corner. Katie Brown. She'll bounce it back, elbow right side. Havie Cherry back to Brown near the corner. Double team right there. She'll pass out of it. Havie Cherry back to Cameron Runner. Behind the arc, now back out top. Ella Hickok. They'll play catch back and forth. Ella Hickok and Cameron Runner moving the basketball. 6:08 on the game clock. Cameron Runner. To the corner, Katie Brown for three. Rimmed out long. Rebound, Havie Cherry. Havie Cherry seems to be at the right spot about every right time. From the corner baseline, 3-point shot going to go. Katie Roten, rebound, Kate County. To the front court. They're working in. Brianna Dirksen. Back out to Mullenkamp. Elbow, right side, should go to the corner with it. Sweeterman takes a three. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. There'll be a whistle on the rebound. We're going to whistle this on Jay County. We're going to whistle this on 22. Gabby Bilbrey. She's a 6-foot senior. Gabby Bilbrey from 2-point land. She did make that one in the paint earlier. 2-point land, she shoots 66%. And that's 112 makes out of 169 shots entering this game. That is phenomenal. It sounds like Lori Badunga. 5:28 on the game clock in the front court. It'll be tipped out of bounds by Jay County. Mullenkamp going to take a breather. They're working deep in the front court. Cameron Runner brings it in to Ella Hickok. She'll go to the corner with it to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble it back out. 5:20 on the game clock. To the corner, Havie Cherry. Back to Cameron. Cross-court pass, deep in the front court. Ella Hickok on the stationary dribble. Working against her is Saxman. That's Sophie Saxman. They're working around the perimeter again. Kaylee Roten playing catch back and forth deep in the front court with Ella Hickok. Saxman almost got the steal. She is trying to pick off the pass. Playing good defense. Jay County working out right there. Playing close defense. Outside the arc. Cameron Runner still dribble. She'll work it left side around the perimeter. Ella Hickok's going to take a three. Off the glass. Off the glass. I don't think that was meant to happen. We know the bank is closed, but the ATM is always open. 4:33 on the game clock. Elbow. Right side. Lost the handle. Picked up by Kaylee Wilson on the steal. To the front court, Cameron Runner. 21-6. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Good. Cameron Runner. Timeout. Jay County. 24-6. 4:19 left here in the second quarter. And again, we'll mention, bringing this game to you, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, that's Century 21 Real Estate. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can text, message, or call Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear, 317-513-4086. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. So they're going to bring the ball in, second buzzer, 60-second timeout, called by Jay County. 4:19 left here in the second quarter. 24-6. Lady Huskies by 18. We're going to cross the timeline on the dribble. We're going to back in Schwederman. Elbow left side, Bilbrey. She had a pass through the basket, didn't use it. We're working back around. Schwederman outside the arc. Opposite the scores bench near the corner. She'll dribble baseline. She'll pass back out. Bilbrey in the paint, a 14th footer on the way and good. That's Bilbrey. She's the gal shooting 66% from two-point range. She'll be in a college uniform a year from now. 3:48 on the game clock. Outside the arc, we're going to right side Cam Runner. We're going to round the perimeter. Ella Hickok. Back out to Kaylee Roten. Shorter behind the arc. Cameron Runner will dribble into the goal baseline. Pass it back out near the elbow right side. Shot ready to go for Cassidy Schakel. Ball goes out of bounds. Under the save of a glass touch by Schakel. She tracked it down. Schakel shooting a good percentage from two-point land at 48%. She's 30 for 62. 3:27 on the game clock. Outside the arc, Schwederman. She'll pass it down low. Bilbrey, and Bilbrey in the paint. Gets another bucket. She's got three in the paint right there in the first half. 3:12 left. 24-10. Jay County making a run. 24-10, Lady Huskies in the front court. Cameron Runner working against her. 32, Brianna Dunson. She'll pass it out top with the back ball, Kaylee Rook. She'll dribble right. Bounce pass outside the arc, Ella Hickok. 2:52 left here in the first half. 24-10, Lady Huskies in front. Back pedal dribble way outside. 11th, number 10, Cameron Runner. Dirksen guarding her. She'll bring the ball back out. Triple threat available for Ella Hickok. Hickok working there. Working against her is Bilbrey. That's Gabby Bilbrey. We're working right side on the dribble. Baseline, Cameron Runner back out. Ella Hickok, she'll take a three. Shot is good. Left elbow extended. Ella Hickok is on fire. 27-10. 2:15 left. Baseline. Working into Peyton Bilbrey. Off the glass, got the bucket, and she got fouled. Bilbrey is a strong-looking young lady. Tell you what, she'll adjust that hair in the back right there. She's got a ponytail. Easy to see the number underneath the ponytail. And Seb going to check in. It's going to be Molly Mullen back in the game from Shane County, taking a breather at 12. Bilbrey McIntyre. One shot, three-point play opportunity for Bilbrey. Gabby Bilbrey, 68% free throw shoot. First shot up, in good. Got the three-point play. 27-13, cuts the lead to 14. Going to dribble to the timeline at a walk pace, Ella Hickok. She'll be picked up outside the three-point stripe right here by 10, Sophie Saxman. Stationary dribble out near the center circle. They work a right side to Cameron Runner, back to Ella. 1:53 left here in the first half. 27-13. Cross-court skip pass. Kaylee Roten back to Cameron. She'll dribble in, kick it back out left side. Kaylee Roten, she'll dribble in through the legs. Guarding her is Molly Mullenkamp. Out top of the basketball near the center circle. On the dribble, Ella Hickok, she'll back pedal dribble. We're going to get her loosely is Sophie Saxman. They're working through the corner, having Sherry back to Cameron. Now back to Ella, she'll cross over. Ella Hickok, a junior class member. Good dribbling exhibition. 1:20 on the game clock. 27-13, Jay County Spirit Section saying boring, I do believe, is their chant. But the Lady Huskies taking care of that basketball. 1:08 on the game clock. 27-13, 1:05 left. Going to dribble in, cross the paint right there. Cameron Runner back to Hadley, now back to Bailey. Now back to Cameron Runner. We're under a minute. 55 seconds left. In the front court with the basketball, the Lady Huskies. Working out top, working the basketball, spin move. Cameron Runner back out top, center circle. Ella Hickok, triple threat available. Working against her, Saxman. Saxman, they're working down outside the arc, having Sherry. 37 seconds left on the dribble. Ella Hickok, working outside baseline. Schakel, she'll pass it out of there from the corner to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, I believe, going to shoot her first. I double checked that. It's going to be a one-in bonus. Let's take that back. We're not in the bonus quite yet. No team is. So that's just a common foul. They're going to whistle the foul on Jay County. 32, Brianna Dirksen. She has one team foul. Number four, Lady Huskies with five. That's in the first half of cumulative. 26 seconds. Spin move out top. Ella Hickok going to dribble in. Kick it to the corner. Katie Brown back to Kaylee. Back to Katie Brown. Cameron Renner on the dribble. 18 seconds left. Out top, has a carry back to Cameron. 13 seconds left. Cameron's out top of the circle. To the corner, Ellen Hickok. She'll dribble across the lane to get out to Katie. 5 seconds left. There's going to be a holding foul. Cameron Leonard going to draw the foul. I should say, there'll be a foul whistle on the floor. It's going to be called on Dade County. It's going to be on 32. Brianna Durston, she has two. Timeout on the floor. Hamilton Heights going to call this timeout. And we'll see what they choose to go with. It's going to be a 30. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Powers, Septic, and Sewer. We do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water, jetting, septic tank riser installs, pro pump bacteria for septic systems. Remember, you can't go without us. Serving Hamilton County and surrounding counties since 2000. That's the new millennium. Since then, family owned and operated, Powers, Septic, and Sewer. They are both here, Frank and his wife. They are faithful contributors for Hamilton Heights girls basketball. Both will be brought inside court. Abby Sherry, 4.6 seconds left. In the front court, she'll bring it in. Bring it down to Cameron, into paint. She'll kick it back outside. They're going to shoot the basketball. They're not going to get a shot off. They evidently didn't know the time on the clock. I don't think Coach Keegan Cherry was quite happy to call a timeout and get those shots to beat the buzzer. So halftime score right here at Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights hosted sectional. Sectional 24, class 3A. Halftime score, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies 27. Jay Kelly, Lady Patriots 13. Don't walk away. Coach Kurt Comer going into the locker room to talk with his troops. This next second half might be a good second half. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Woodward Family Farms. That's Woodward Family Farms. That's Rand Woodward. Rand Woodward, I tell you what, he's a nice guy. He likes high school sports. Rand Woodward of Woodward Family Farms believes in supporting our younger generation, high school varsity boys and girls basketball, hoping the best for tonight's contest. And he wants to absolutely wish the sectional 44 winner tomorrow night as they go next week to Belmont Regional. He wishes them the very best. That's Rand Woodward. Woodward Family Farms, I'll go ahead and mention, he lives near the LaPel area. That's a Rand Woodward. And if you remember, Brian Cardinal. Brian Cardinal played for the Purdue Boilermakers. He didn't play his freshman year, but he played a lot of basketball after that. He went on to play professional basketball, NBA. The team he played for escapes me. But I'll mention, Brian Cardinal. He owns ground over there. I think it might be the Alexandria area. Might be the LaPel area. He does not farm that area, but Rand Woodward does farm that area for him. That's the Woodward Family Farms. And if you've ever met Rand Woodward, you've made a friend instantly. He's a great guy. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 at South 8th Street, Doublesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet, commercial with lifting. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. You'll mention the owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. about 7 minutes left on the intermission clock. This game is also brought to you in part by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And right now, we'll mention they restore. Yes, they restore classic cars and trucks. They are reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome to find them. Take Howard Avenue. Go west, young man, off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia ballpark. And I'll mention AGM Auto. As of the 1st of March, you can find them at their new location just west of Arcadia, about a half a mile, at 6660 East 266th Street, west of Arcadia. That's AGM Auto. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products. That's over 1,000 for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's in Atlanta, Indiana, rural address 46031. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon Truck Store, they say they bleed orange. So Will Dixon, 4:48 on the intermission clock. I see Bob Ross down there. Bob taking some photographs. PhotoCrossPhotography.com. Photo is spelled F-O-T-O. PhotoCrossPhotography.com. Check out his work. He takes beautiful pictures. And we'll mention a little bit about the Class 3A final polls on the rankings for 2022-23 season. These are the final polls. Varsity girls basketball right here in front of me, the top 12. At the top of Class 3A, they're coming out of Sectional 22. You know who that is? That's the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. They're currently 23 wins, no losses. At number 2, coming out of Sectional 24, that's right here. They're playing basketball right now. They're in halftime. It's a 27-13 contest. Lady Huskies in front of Jay County. At number 2 this week is Jay County, the Lady Patriots. They are 22-1. We'll also mention out of Sectional 32. At number 3 is Evansville Memorial, Lady Tigers. They're 23-1. At number 4, out of Sectional 23, Norwell, the Lady Knights, are 19-3. At number 5, out of Sectional 26, Indian Creek, Lady Braves, 22-1. At number 6, out of Sectional 30, Coronin Central, the Lady Panthers, 21-2. Out of Sectional 20, at number 7, Fairfield, the Lady Falcons, are 22-2. Two teams tied at number 8 this week. At Sectional 22, the first one is West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, 18-5. Also tied at number 8, out of Sectional 19, Mishawaka Marion Lady Knights, 19-5. At number 10, out of Sectional 23, Belmont Lady Braves, 17-4. Out of Sectional 24, they are on the floor now. They're going to get warmed up second half. At number 11 is the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 17-5. And at number 12, Sectional 23, Northwestern Lady Tigers, 15-4. If you were keeping track, Two teams out of Sectional 42 in the rankings this week, top 12. Three teams out of Sectional 43 this week. That's the Norwell Sectional. The winner of that sectional will be at Belmont. And the winner of Sectional 44 right here at Hamilton Heights will play the winner of the Norwell Sectional at 4 o'clock p.m. next Saturday. And as we'll also mention, out of Class 3A, two teams right there. And they're on the floor right now shooting around, getting warmed up the second half. That's the Jay County Lady Patriots and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. I'll be right back. I don't know how it happened, but acquired a cold this week. Hey, what a different game Tuesday night. Step behind a guy, a couple, three rows behind him. I saw that guy blow his nose, and I thought, my goodness, there's got to be no way that cold could travel up to me three rows behind him. I must have been wrong. 57 seconds. Getting ready to work the second half. And a pretty festive atmosphere. Jay County Spirit Section making a good noise right there. 38 seconds. Working the huddle right there. Getting ready for second half action. The one mentioned PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education base, high school varsity athletics, baseball in spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Knights captured the 1A title this past spring. The Knights finished 27-6, and I'll mention of the 10 starters in the final game, 8 of those starters are coming back as starters for this year. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football, basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Going to inbound the basketball, alternate possession arrow, going to give it to Hamilton Heights. Kaylee Roten going to inbound, slightly to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. So walking to the timeline, going to be picked up there by Sophie Saxman. The double team right there, she'll dribble out of it. She'll bounce pass out top. Let's just say chest pass, Abby Cherry. Back to Cameron Leonard, double team. Coach Comer putting in a new defense during the halftime break. You knew he would. The guy is genuine. They're working from the corner. 7:35 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, Harvey Sherry. Back to Kaylee Rudd. She'll dribble through a possible double team. She'll go to the corner with it, Cameron Rudder. Lady Huskies happen to work a bit harder to keep that ball away from Jay Cannon. Tips to the backboard, retrieving it. Okay. Cameron Rudder gets it back to Harvey Sherry. We'll get a timeout call. Coach Steven Sherry. 7:16 with 44 seconds into the second half. Timeout, Hamilton Heights. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. We'll also mention this game is in parts. We'll also mention Katie Brown is going to enter the ball game during this break. This game is mentioned in part. We'll talk about this. Discount copies. Discount copies. They've been most instrumental for putting me in sports for at least 15 years. We'll mention custom. They do customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, that's black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless form, and much, much more. Stop in and meet their staff. That's Discount Copies. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5. You can call them at 317-773-8783. Ball brought into the half court, picked up by Ella Hitchcock. In the front court, Cameron Leonard works it back to Katie Brown. It'll be an errant pass. Difficult pass to handle for Katie Roten. Going to go out of bounds in front of the scorer's bench. Unforced turnovers are something you just got to try to eliminate. 7:05 on the game clock. He brought in backcourt. Across the timeline, Jake County. Brianna Dirksen out top of the circle. She's staying near the center circle, so it's going to go. We're going to get her loosely. It's Cameron Leonard. Moving the basketball, she picks it up, goes left side to Schmiedemann. When is Schmiedemann not having a game she's used to having? She's trying to pass it down low to Bilbrey. Tipped out of bounds, touched by Hamilton Heights. So Jake County going to bring it in right of their own bucket on the baseline. Triggering the inbound will be 32 Brianna Dirksen. They're working inside. Well, they hit a mode chance. Sweeterman jumps up with a loose ball to go off the glass. And a little bit of friction there after the shot. Everybody's fine. 27-15, 12-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 6:30 left here in the third quarter. We're going to back out. Picked up her dribble. She's crossing back to Shaker. We'll stop the free throw line. Back to the left corner baseline. Over to Kaylee. Bring it back to Hadley at the corner baseline. She'll bring it back out. Kaylee Roten. Picked up there by Bilbrey. Good dribble right side. Going to go off the glass. Thought about a shot. Cameron Rutter is going to throw the ball away. Go back the other direction. Brianna Dunston off the glass. Hoist off the turnover. Brianna Dunston for two. It's a 10-point ball game. This game was at 18. I believe that's the highest differential. And the game is back to 10. 27-17. Lady Huskies get front. 5:50 left here in the third quarter. On the dribble, Kaylee Roten lost the handle. Bilbrey with some good defense. Going to work baseline, Ella Hickok. Back to Shankle. Baseline jumper, rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound out there, 10, Saxman. She'll go to the front court, she'll bounce it to the baseline. Shot on the way, Bilbrey will take that back. He has 32, Brianna Dunston. Shot wouldn't go. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle a foul here on the play. And substitution in the ballgame. Lady Huskies back in the ballgame with number 3. Katie Brown taking a breather at 23, Cassidy Shakel. They're going to whistle that foul. Cameron Rutter, she has 2. She fouled number 1, first foul of the second half. Either way, shot wouldn't go in the paint. Shot taken there by Sackman. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Cameron Rutter. She'll dribble right side behind the arc. She'll work into the corner. Ella Hickok. Short cross-court pass, Katie Brown. Katie Brown lost the handle. We're going to whistle a foul. It's just a loose ball foul. Ball was on the floor. Going after the basketball. Couldn't get it. Lena Schmiederman going to pick up the personal. But she picks up her second foul in the contest. Cassie Shakel back in the ballgame. Number 23 taking the breather. 24, Padley Carey. Could be brought in the Husky front court barely. Kaylee Roten looking to get it in. She's contested the backcourt. So get it into Cameron Rutter. Ella Hickok was contested. Couldn't bring it into her. Back to the corner. On the dribble, Katie Brown. Back out top, working the basketball. Cameron Rutter. Works it right side behind the arc. Works it left elbow extended. Katie Roten. But works to the opposite corner. Cameron Rutter. She'll bring the ball back out. 4:52. Long 3-point shot. On the way, wouldn't go. Katie Brown. Wide open, it rimmed out. 4:45 on the game clock. Sweeterman in the paint. Spin move. Couldn't get the shot. Rebound. That was Sophie Saxman. She went back up for the shot. Got fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot 2. As mentioned, Jay County. They get a lot of second and third opportunities off the board. They rebound well. They got 4 girls. Molichamp, 4.3 a game. Saxman, 5.2. Bilbrey, 7.6. And Sweeterman, 6.5. First shot on the way. Good. Nothing but net. Sophie Saxman. She's been to the stripes, I believe, her third time this evening. Twice in the first half. This is her first time in the second half. She's got 1. Second shot on the way. And it's also good. 27-19, 8-point advantage for Hamilton Heights. Jay Carey has shaved 10 points off of that advantage from 18 to 8. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Abby Sherry. Out top, we're going to basketball. She'll dribble in. Cameron Rutter back to Ella Hickok. Going to be a bump foul right there. Trying to reach in. Trying to get the basketball. That was number 5, Molly Molenkamp. Molly Molenkamp going to pick up the foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Molenkamp. She has 2. Both teams here in the second half have 2 fouls accumulative. 4:23 left. Third quarter. 27-19. Lady Huskies by 8. Katie Roten brings it in. Backcourt. She'll cross the timeline with a pass. Ella Hickok to Katie Brown. She'll dribble it out top. She'll work it left side to Abby Cherry. She'll dribble it out top of the circle. Back to Cameron Rutter. Going to bring it right side. Ella Hickok. Cross-court pass. Abby Cherry. We go behind the arc. Katie Brown for 3. Got the bucket. Katie Brown. Left elbow extended. right there in front of Coach Keegan Cherry. 30-19, they extend it to 11. It'll be a tip and a steal in the front court of Jay County. Going the distance off the glass. Good. Katie Brown has 5 points in succession. It'll be a timeout call. We're going to whistle this timeout. Coach Comer's going to check, see what he's got left. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and finish. Discount copies. Discount copies. They do business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. You can stop in and meet their staff. Discount copies. They're open weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-8783. Again, 317-773-8783. Discount copies. They're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl and behind Pizza Hut. That's right there along State Road 32. Discount copies. What a quality outfit they run there. I'm very fortunate to have met them for putting me in sports. 3:41 on the game clock. To be brought in front of the scores bench. Jay Cannon, toss you the backcourt, bowl champ. Should get back out to point guard. 32, Brianna Dirksen. She'll dribble left side to the corner. Working the basketball there is Mabry McIntyre. Back out top, spin move. Free throw line, Dirksen, outside the arc. McIntyre drives the baseline to pick up the basketball. They work it back in. Bilbrey out top to get it to Mullenkamp. Outside the arc, she'll pass it down low off the glass. Bilbrey. Gabby Bilbrey, a strong lady. She's got a lot of points in the paint. All season long. 32-21. 3:04 left. Here in the third quarter. Lady Huskies in the front court. Katie Brown, she locks it. Locks it up with a jump stop. She might lose the handle right there. It's going to be a timeout. Coach Keegan Cherry. That's the type of situation where you almost think that's burning a timeout, but it's going to keep the basketball in the Huskies' hands. They talk about burning timeouts in a football game. They're not all burning timeouts. Some of them defeat a purpose. Anyway, we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com, or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South Kent Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. So low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South Kent Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You dial them up, 317-773-7391. If you didn't know, NFL is getting ready to finish up. NFL this weekend on Sunday is going to be the Pro Bowl. This year, the Pro Bowl is going to consist of a flag football game. That's about what they've been playing anyway. So that's going to start at 3 o'clock on Sunday. The Pro Bowl flag football can be brought in. Front court, Katie Road passes the back court, Ella Hickok. 2:50 left. She'll pass it in, free throw line. Kick it back out. Katie Road can bring it back out top on the dribble. Back out to Katie Brown to the corner, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble out there, but she's going to step on the side court line, and that was right in front of me. That's a good call. 2:41 on the game clock. 32-21. Good group of officials here, I got to mention. They're kind of invisible. When they're invisible, they're good. They haven't called anything out of the ordinary that any common fan would think would be different. They're doing a great job. 2:27 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball. Working it back around. Sweeterman to Bilbrey. Right elbow tipped away. Cameron Rutter. Cameron Rutter trying to tip it back. Picked up by Bilbrey. Sweeterman in the paint. There's going to be a foul whistle. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. See who they signal to the bench. They're going to whistle this foul on number 2, Ella Hickok. She has 3 in the contest. Team foul number 3, second half for Hamilton Heights. 2 thus far, second half for Jay County. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, rimmed out. Schwederman. Going to be a foul whistle on the rebound. Going to whistle this foul on Gabby Bilbrey. They're going to make it to the front court. Foul whistle on Bilbrey. She has 2. So both teams, second half, with three accumulative fouls. 2:05 left. We're in the third quarter. 32-21, Lady Huskies by 11. Out top, we're working through the center circle. Cameron Runner works the left side. Katie Rose, she'll find an open hand to Cherry. To the corner, Katie Brown. Katie Brown nails the three. Left elbow, I should say left corner baseline. Katie Brown, he was open, hits the three. We're mentioning Katie Brown on the season. She's raising that percentage from 26%. Definitely this after, should say this evening. On the dribble spin move, Schwederman. She'll go back to the corner with it. One dribble right there to bring it back out. Mabry McIntyre back to Schwederman. She'll take a long three from the corner baseline. With Joe, rebound. Jay Kearney. They'll get a second attempt right there. Baseline jumper for two. That's number 12, Mabry McIntyre. So then second chance points and third chance points. You got to block out. Huskies are fortunate thus far. Underneath the bucket, wide open. Hadley Cherry. Ella Hickok found her. There was not a Jay Kelly opponent within 10 feet of her. Off the glass in the paint. 37-23. Off the glass, rims around, falls in. Gabby Bilbrey. Bilbrey for two. 45 seconds left. Third quarter. Lady Huskies by 12. The center circle out top, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in, elbow right side back to Kaylee. Outside the arc, working back around, Cameron Rudder. Should be guarded quickly by Sophie Saxman. Working the basketball, jump pass to Katie Brown behind the arc. Hadley Cherry, she'll work back out, skip pass to Ella Hickok. 22 seconds left. Third quarter. See if the Huskies can get a shot away before the buzzer this time. Working outside the arc. Work to the corner, Hadley Cherry. Bring it back out. Bounce pass back to Hadley from Kaylee. Cross-court pass, Ella Hickok with 8 seconds left. Let it go. Rebound, Schwederman. Rena Schwederman rebounds in the corner. She's looking to go the distance. She lost the handle. It's going to be a steal by Kaylee Rosen. And the quarter expires. We'll mention after 3 quarters of play. Hamilton Heights, Lady Husky, 37. Jay Kelly, Lady Patriots, 25. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, that number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. On Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. So get ready to bring the ball in. It's going to be fourth quarter. Hamilton Heights, Jay County. Could have belonged to Jay County for the alternate possession arrow. He'll be brought in half court. Brenna Schwederman will trigger the inbound. Just off the try and see the backcourt. Brianna Serska. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. So we're going to left side. Nearly a steal. Katie Brown nearly got a steal there. We're going to get number 12, Mabry McIntyre. Back out top. Working the basketball, that's Dirksen. Brianna, they'll go to the corner with it. McIntyre, 3-4 shot, rims out. Rebound secured to go up with a shot. That's number 10, Sophie Saxman. And Sophie Saxman going to go to the foul stripe once again. Been there at least 4 times in this ballgame. 2 shots going to be awarded. Jay Carey going to sub in after the first shot. So last time she got both of them. That was short off the rim. Back in the ballgame is Molly Molenkamp. She wears number 5. She's back in the game. Taking a breather. Number 12, Mabry McIntyre. Number 10, Sophie Saxman. She's a junior. Second shot, rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Bilbrey. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Rimmed out. Wouldn't go. That was Molenkamp. Going to be a jump ball. That ball became loose right there in the paint. That's 4 or 5 gals right there to try to lock it up, and they did. Ultimate possession arrow going to go back to Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in by Cameron Rutter, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to be met near the half-court line by Molly Molenkamp. 7:28 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, 37-25, shot off the mark. Three-point shot taken there by Katie Brown. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. We're going to back in the front court. Back to the corner, Katie Brown. Send you back to Ella Hickok on the dribble. Cross-court skip pass. Going to work across the lane there, Hadley Cherry. We're going to outside the arc, Katie Roach. She'll bounce it back outside. Ella Hickok. They'll go to the corner with it. Katie Brown. And then Cameron Rutter will take the dribble. She'll go right side and work the basketball around the perimeter. Skip pass. Going to drive the lane to the corner. Katie Brown. Three-point shot is good. Left corner baseline. Katie Brown hits another one. 40-25, a 15-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 6:40 left here in the fourth quarter. Ball's loose, Dirksen. Brianna Dirksen, she tried to pass it down low. Trying to get it to Saxman. Reaching in, trying to tip the ball away. And Kaylee Rook. Kaylee Rook going to get called for the foul. She has two. Team foul number 5 on Hamilton Heights. Substitution in a hurry. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see number 23, Cassidy Schaefer. Taking a breather is number 3, Katie Brown. 6:37 on the game clock. Going to be brought in left, right of the bucket on the baseline. Dirksen. She'll work it down low to Bilbrey. Bilbrey in the paint will take a shot. After she lands, she'll take a jump shot. She got fouled. She's probably pretty tough to guard, especially down there in the paint. 6:36 on the game clock. And a whistleless foul. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry has one foul thus far. And we're in the fourth quarter. 40-25. Hamilton Heights by 15. Gabby Bilbrey, first shot, rims out. Wouldn't go. Gabby Bilbrey has 68% free throw shooter. Back in the ballgame, Jay Kelly, number 12, Mabry McIntyre. McIntyre, she's a 5'6" senior. Second shot on the way. Good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. Gabby Bilbrey for Jay Kelly. 14-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 6:30 left here in the fourth quarter. Clock moving. 40-26. We're going to back out top. Katie Brown. Cameron Rutter. She'll work at left side. Going to be kicked out of bounds. Then a whistle foul. Cameron Rutter with a quick move. To do a 180. And I got to mention number 5, Molly Molenkamp. Very unfortunate position to be right there. And she'll collect the foul for something she didn't even try to do. So she'll pick up the foul. She'll pick up number 3. That's Molly Molenkamp, the point guard, starting the ball game. Out top, left elbow extended. Shot on the way, long off the rim. Katie Rook. Shot would go. Bilbrey went up to collect the rebound. Katie Brown was trying to high point the basketball. They both went up vertical. And they nailed Katie Brown with a foul. A lot of folks in disbelief. So bonus in effect. At the foul stripe for Jake County, number 22, Gabby Bilbrey, 6-foot senior. 6:08 left. First shot up, rimmed around, would go. Rebound, Molenkamp. She'll take a shot in the paint, and she'll get fouled. Molenkamp going to shoot 2. Shooting foul. I'm sure she can talk to a little bit about the name Molenkamp. You know John Molenkamp, back his first album, the Uh-Huh album. That has some great songs on it. Some good songs on that album with John Molenkamp. Katie Roden had a conversation with the official, talking about going straight up. That's probably a worthless conversation in the middle of a basketball game. Shot on the way. Good. Hard off the back rim, bounced straight up, went through the hoop. Molly Molenkamp, one more shot. She got the first. Molenkamp gets both of them. 40-28, a 12-point ball game. 6:07 left. Hamilton Heights and Jay Kelly was about like this the other way on the scoreboard at Jay Kelly on the 12th of November. Driving the lane, couldn't get the shot. Cameron Rutter gets fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. And a whistle is fouled on Rennie Schwederman. Schwederman going to pick up her third foul in the contest. Schwederman thus far held to 4 points in the ballgame. He's averaging 21.8. First shot goes in, Cameron Rutter. Cameron Rutter will mention on the season, shooting 85% at this trip to the stripe. She's 128 for 151, and now 129 for 152 on the season. To the front court, across it with the break. The pass, and Bilbrey in the paint, couldn't get the shot off the glass. Went up to get her own rebound. They're going to whistle a foul, and evidently it's going to be called on Hamilton Heights. 5'11", 5'11", 6 foot, 6 foot. Schwederman 6 foot. Bilbrey 6 foot. Going to get height to rebound the basketball for Jay Taylor. Tallest girl for the Huskies going to play in future years. She'll be a major contributor. Macy Smith, she's 6'2". First shot good for Bilbrey. Katie Brown back in the game, taking a breather, Cassidy Staple. Back in the game for Chase County, number 10, Saxman, taking a breather, number 12, McIntyre. I take that back, taking a breather, I believe 32, Dirksen. Yeah, Dirksen takes a breather, McIntyre still is. Second shot, good. Gabby Bilbrey has missed 68%. She entered the ballgame 68 for 100. 5:44 of the game clock. Back pedal dribble to front court. Cameron Rutter, she'll dribble in. She'll go across the lane. She'll bring it back out. To the center circle, she's on the dribble. So we're going to see the right quarter baseline. Katie Brown. Back to have the cherry. Going to be a foul whistle. Then the whistle is foul on Jay County, number 5. Molly Molenkamp. She's a 5'11 junior. They're going to bring the ball in from out of bounds. That's just a 6th foul. Excuse me, Chief. On Jay Kelly here in the second half. 5:32 left. Molenkamp going to take a breather. She picked up her 4th foul in the contest. Be brought in backcourt slightly. Ella Hickok. She'll be dead at half court by number 12, Mabry McIntyre. We're going to outside the arc on the dribble. Katie Brown back out near the center line. Cameron Rutter, she'll dribble around. She'll go to the corner with it. Havie Cherry, she'll dribble it back outside. Dish off Ella Hickok. Back into Havoc. Inside out, play to go to the corner. Kaylee Rook. Kaylee Rook for 3. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Picked up by Dirksen. Brianna Dirksen to the front court to get it to Schwederman. Schwederman, a nice baseline drive into paint off the glass. She hit the deck, but she's back up in a hurry. 2 points for Schwederman. 42-32. 4:50 left. Nearly a steal. Cameron Rutter. Thought about a travel. No call. To the corner. Katie Rowe back around the perimeter. Katie Brown back to Havie Cherry. Cross court, skip pass. Ella Hickok will shoot a 3. Good. Ella Hickok hit the 3. Opposite the Husky bench. Couple of steps behind the arc. 45-32. 13-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. Going to be a foul with them in the paint in the front court of Jay County. And Gabby Bilbrey is going to go back to the stripe. She's going to shoot 2, a shooting foul. Fouls with it on Havie Cherry. She picks up her 3rd in the contest. Bilbrey going to throw it up. 4:25 left, 45-32. Bilbrey's first shot is good. 45-33. And Huskies have 10 fouls to shoot us in. Jay Kelly in the double bonus. Bilbrey's 2nd shot. Up in good. 45-34. Next common foul on Jay Kelly will put the Huskies at the stripe for the bonus. Dribble to the sideline. Cameron Rutter could pick up speed to front court. To bring it back out. Big guard there by Brianna Dirksen. She'll spin move, taking pretty much control of the basketball here late in the game. She's going to dribble it off of her ankle. There was some bumping going on. Coach Tika Cherry in disbelief that a whistle didn't blow. Cameron Rutter dribbled it off of her ankle and went out of bounds. Bring the ball in front of the Husky bench. It's Schwederman. To the front court, Brianna. Brianna Dirksen. She'll work her right side behind the arc. Works it back around. It's Mabry McIntyre. Tipped away a steal. Tip into paint there for Hadley Carey. Right into the hands of Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court. 3:48 on the game clock. Hadley Carey out top. To get it back to Ella. Ella on the dribble. Picked up their double team. Working against her. Saxman and McIntyre. Ella Hickok avoiding any type of pin in. She's not going to get this pure double team. Cameron Runner off the handle. Try to get it to Ella. Ella Hickok is on the floor. Back is the other way. Couldn't get the first bucket. Sweeter with the putback. 2-point bucket is good. 45-36. Ella Hickok on the surface. Coach Keegan Carey trying to stay still. There's one of the officials wanting Coach Carey to come over and check on his girl. We've got Jan Clifton. Jan Clifton is here. If Keegan Carey would have came over and checked on her, Ella Hickok would have been made to leave the ball game. So Keegan Carey elects not to. The official was pretty forceful there, trying to get him to come over and check on Ella. He elected not to. Jan Clifton, what a quality athletic trainer right here at Hamilton Heights. The Huskies are definitely fortunate to have her. She's been here a number of years. Conversation right there, a couple of officials. Coach Keegan Carey. Trying to find out what's going on. So they're going to say that Ella's going to need to leave the ball game. They might have made that decision. Maybe she hit her. She hit the front side of her face. You ever see that Larry Bird when he hit the parquet? It was nothing like that. But she's going to sit down right now. She got a towel to her brow. She got a water in her hand. She get a breather. 3:43 on the game clock. Pushed in right there. Tipped in. Haley Rook brings it in to Cameron Rudder. Cameron Rudder going to jog down to the other free throw line. Lady Husky's probably not going to be on the lane. As mentioned, Cameron Rudder on the season, into this game, 85% free throw shooter. She's 129 for 152. She's 2-for-2 in this contest, to my recollection. I'm not able to keep stats. Difficult to do that. First shot is good. 46-36. Lady Husky by 10. 3:22 left, fourth quarter. Cameron is the only Husky on the free throw line. Second shot rimmed around, wouldn't go. Cameron Runner did hit the 1,000-point club. She's close to 1,200 now. She's going to give a good shot at being the all-time scorer in Hamilton Heights girls basketball history. I think right now, Jessica Carr, I think she's got 1,340. Second place is athletic director Kurt Ogden's daughter, Libby Ogden. We're going to cross the timeline. We're going to back right to left, and we're going to outside the arc, and we're going to down low. Bilbrey. Good pass, entry pass from McIntyre to Bilbrey. And right there was Hadley Carey, and she's going to pick up number four. She's going to be asked to take a breather. So checking in for Hadley Carey is going to be number three, Katie Brown. So the north end net was stretched on that last shot by Cameron. They had to walk over, throw a basketball up, and get the net down. So they walk back to the other end. Bilbrey hit the strike. First shot short off the rim. 46-36. Entering the ball game, number three, Katie Brown. Cassidy Schenkel is going to take a breather. Hadley Carey, she's still in the ball game. She has four. 3:09 on the game clock. Second shot up and good. 3:09 clock going to move. Cameron Runner looking for an inbound. Gets it into Kaylee Rook. Back to Ella Hickok. She'll bring it to the sideline. Contested. Two contenders will dribble around them to get to the front court. Kaylee Rook, 46-37. Lady Husky by 9. 2:55 and a dribble into the paint. They'll bring the ball back out. Abby Carey. There's going to be a foul with them. Coach Keegan Carey was looking for an intentional foul, and I can't say I don't disbelieve that. That was some contact from the backside. They're trying to stop the clock, evidently, but you got to do it in a good manner. Coach Keegan Carey going to talk to the officials. That'd be about that. So Hadley Cherry going to shoot free throws. I'm going to mention Hadley Cherry getting ready to shoot her fourth free throw of the season. Hadley Cherry at the free throw line. Shot all the way. Good. She shoots 50%. Take that back. 67%. Hadley Cherry is now 2-for-4. That's 50%. There we go. 50%. Trying to fool myself with my heels and my dedication. I'm just kidding. So she's going to get one more shot. 2:52 on the game clock. 47-37. Long off the rim would go. She got the front end of a two-shot foul. She earned it with the bonus. We're working back around. Outside the arc, Bilbrey. Out of her territory. She's going to work it back left side, baseline. Cross-court pass to Molenkamp. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Schwederman wouldn't go. Rebound Cameron Ritter. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left. 47-37. Tampa's going to hike by 10. And with the ball in the front court, Ella Hickok. They're going to look to foul. They're going to have to start fouling the basketball holder. And they're going to foul Hadley Cherry right there. They're going to send her back to the stripe. Hadley Cherry going to be slow to get up. And we'll hope she didn't sprain an ankle. Jan Clifton going to be asked to come over. They're going to check on her, Hadley Cherry. We'll hope she didn't sprain an ankle or anything worse than a sprained ankle. Jan Clifton, they're going to ask her some questions. See what, how she's doing. And, she's still speedy. She could position in front of the Husky bench. She did get fouled. If she cannot shoot, then Coach Terry can pick somebody off the bench to come in and shoot in her place. But that person that comes in to shoot will be shooting for their own scorebook. They won't be shooting for Hadley's scorebook. 2:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Going to help her to her feet. Vince Small, assistant coach. He's going to make her way back. I say what? I never have quite believed how you could play basketball in low tops. Three-quarter tops are not bad. High tops good. But I tell you what, a sprained ankle coming down on the foot is not a pleasant thing to think about. Rimmed off the rim. Got it. Went in. Katie Brown. Katie Brown kept the foul line to shoot for in place of Hadley Cherry. These points are going in the book for Katie Brown. Second shot on the way. Ribbed around, would go. Rebound, Schwederman. Lennon Schwederman goes dribble through the sideline. She'll cross over. She'll go the lane. She'll drive in. Basket goes in, but drawing the foul there on the charging foul is Cassidy Schakel. I think Cassidy Schakel setting up. Lennon Schwederman had her body made up. She wanted to go coast to coast. She went from one goal straight to the other one. And that's a pretty telltale story to be able to set up and draw a charge in that situation when you're pretty sure their best shooters have been coast to coast. So conversation on the floor right now. Coach Kurt Comer talking to one of the officials. Now another official will stop by. A third official waiting to give the ball on the inbound to KV Roper for the Huskies inbound. Huskies going to need to bring it to the front court. In the ball game, number 10, Sophie Saxman. We'll mention Schwederman on that foul. Going to leave the ball game with her fifth foul in the ball game. There's no question Brenna Schwederman has not seen her last basketball game. For sure, she's a senior. She'll not play this season again, but she'll play 4 years for sure if she wants to in the college realm. It'll be a foul in the front court. It'll be whistled on Jay Carey. It'll be a double bonus situation for Katie Brown. So she'll go back to the foul stripe. 2:09 on the game clock. One on the lane, rather other than Katie is Cameron. First shot short off the rim, wouldn't go. Working on that follow-through. Get a short touch that way. She'll get one more. Shot on the way. It's good. She gets the back end of a two-shot foul. 49-37. 12-point advantage from the Lady Huskies. 2:03. Then we're getting to Pate. Bilbrey off the glass. Got the bucket. Bilbrey right here to layup. Just inside the paint there. The right side. It'll whistle a foul to backcourt. Kaylee Roach is going to walk to the other. Free throw line. She'll shoot a double bonus. When we come back for the full 60 seconds. Tied out. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Scripps and Fishers.com. We'll mention Scripps and Fishers.com. You can dial them up, 317-842-2228. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. They have two Hamilton County locations. Scripps and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Noblesville. They have one location there along State Road 32, Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory, scriptedfishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So they get ready to break out of there. 60 seconds, timeout. They're going to work it right there. Remove the chair from the surface. 1:55 left. And the ball's going to be brought in by Kaylee Roten. They'll bring it in from side court. Kaylee Roten right there in front of the Jay County bench. Four in the back court, the front court, should be the back court, contesting the inbound. Brought in right there, Kaylee Brown in the front court with the basketball. There'll be a whistle on the play. There'll be a foul whistle. Katie Brown has hit the surface. She's going to come out of there a little bit gimpy at right leg. Hope it's nothing more than maybe a miniature Charlie horse. Charlie horses can do it. She's at the foul spot. She'll shoot a couple. First one is good. 50-39. Lady Huskies by 11. 1:49 left, fourth quarter. Second shot on the way, rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound, Mullenchamp. She'll take it to the front court. Picked up there by Ellie Hickok and Cameron Rudder. She'll dribble it in. Bilbrey, outside the paint, should go off the glass. Layup once again. Bilbrey for two. Katie Roof trying to draw the charge. No whistle whatsoever. 1:34 of the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Ellie Hickok. She'll bring it back out. A little file her from behind. That's 32. Brianna Dirksen. As Brianna Dirksen, that was a common foul. She wasn't doing anything different than other than stopping the clock and sending Ella Hickok to the foul strike. First shot on the way. Good. Ella Hickok, 51-41. Ella Hickok shooting 70% entering this game at the foul strike. Second shot, also good. She entered this game at 39 for 56 at the strike. We're going to cross the sideline. Bilbrey to cross over. We're going to get her, Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, Mullenkamp tried the three. Wouldn't go. They try to bounce it down low. Rebound came up with right there was number 10, Stackman. They're going to call a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Jay Carey. They'll keep it in their own front court. 1:16 left. I should mention that was Molly Mullenkamp's third attempt at a 3-4 shot on the season. Outside the arc, trying to go off the glass. Foul called. Gabby Bilbrey draws the foul. She'll shoot two. Double bonus each way. Has been that way for a little while now. 1:13 on the game clock. They whistle this foul on Ella Hickok. She has number 4 in the contest. 1:13 left. Shot on the way, rims out, wouldn't go. She get one more. Abby Sherry gonna re-enter the ball game, taking a breather. 23, Cassidy Schenkel. 52-41. 1:13 left. Fourth quarter. At the foul strike, Jay Kelly. Gabby Bilbrey. Second shot is good. 52-42. 1:13 left. Lady Huskies by 10. They bring it into Katie Brown. Cross court pass, Ella Hickok. She'll cross the sideline. Working against her is Mabry McIntyre. Pretty good guarding next position. They go to the corner with it. Ella Hickok, she'll dribble across the lane. Lady Husky is not interested in a shot unless it's an absolute, kind of like Cabin Cherry might have got earlier in the second half. She'll be a foul whistle. They'll whistle a foul at Jake County. Stopping the clock is 32, Brianna Dirksen. Dirksen going to pick up her fourth foul in the contest. Back to the strike, number two, junior athlete, Ella Hickok. First shot rimmed around, would go. 51.4 seconds remaining. She'll get one more. Ella Hickok, also on the lane, Cameron Rutter. Second shot's good. 53-42, brought in Molenkamp, who's trying to dribble across the sideline, pretty good pace. To go baseline, so we're going to download a Bilbrey in the paint off the glass. Two-point bucket is good. Coach Comer is going to call a 60-second timeout. 53-44, a 9-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. They'll bring the ball in from the backcourt. Full timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Deeds Auto Parts. Deeds Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Going to bring the ball in. Second buzzer. Lady Huskies going to into the basketball. The trigger lady is going to be Kaylee Rote. She can run the baseline if she needs to. Lady Huskies like to pass it across the baseline. He's a different person to inbound. That's somewhat common. The Huskies do it well. 42.9. 53-44. Going to bring in a pass across the baseline and pass it in to Kaylee Rote. Kaylee Rote establishes her feet. She gets the pass and they foul Kaylee Rote in the backcourt. Kaylee Rote going to go to the foul stripe, I believe, for the first time this evening. Kaylee Rote at the foul stripe. Working on that foul percentage. I will mention, I don't mention under 50%. Don't want to embarrass anybody. She shoots 52%. First shot rims around and falls in. She's now 12 for 22 on the season. And I got to mention, Kaylee Rote leads the team in three-point percentage, 39%. That's above Rutter at 36. Second shot rimmed out, would go. Rebound Bilbrey. Lost the handle to get into Molenkamp. She'll cross the timeline. Molenkamp on the dribble. In the paint. Shot would go. Trying to rebound her own basketball. It didn't hit the net. It hit his rim. She's not available to touch the basketball. So they're going to bring the ball in right in the bucket. Lady Huskies. Kaylee Rote is going to have to stay stationary here. She knows that. She's got a basketball IQ of over 200. 31 seconds left. They're going to inbound the basketball. Cameron Rutter. Cameron Rutter is going to go to the foul stripe. She's going to talk just a moment here with Coach Keegan Cherry. Coach Keegan Cherry learned a lot of basketball at Pendleton Heights High School. Pendleton Heights, she talks very highly of his coach. Recollect the name, and he talks highly about his coach and learning his basketball at IQ. First shot good, Cameron Rutter. So Keegan Cherry used to wear a dark green. Could you imagine dark green? When I asked him about the collar, he said he loved that dark green jacket he's got. Second shot good, Cameron Rutter. 30 seconds left. Across the timeline, Brianna Dirksen. To work it back out. Three-point shot on the way. McIntyre, she got it. Three-point bomb for McIntyre. Good. Right in front of the Jay County bench. It'll be a foul whistle in the backcourt. 56-47. who walked to the foul stripe. Again, it's going to be Cameron Renner. 20.1. Five fouls whistled on Brianna Dirksen. Brianna Dirksen being notified she has five. Coach Comer has 30 seconds. It used to be a minute. Now they give him 30 seconds to get a player off the bench and in the ballgame for a disqualified player. So in the ballgame, first time, we're going to see number 24, Bella Denton. Bella Denton, she's a 5'11 junior. And Bella Denton in the ballgame right now for Jay County. She's on the lane. First shot good, Cameron Rudder. 57-47. 20.1 seconds left. We're going to see another sub. If Cameron makes this one, they'll stop the game. They'll buzz her in. In the ballgame, number 14, Meredith Dirksen. Meredith Dirksen, 5'10 sophomore. I was saying just earlier in the first half, Meredith Dirksen, the sister of Brianna Dirksen. Meredith is a sophomore. Brianna's a junior. Well, Mitch and Meredith has a 36% three-point line percentage, and Brianna has a 35. So they're going to pretty much empty their bench somewhat right here in the ballgame. 34, Danielle May, 5'7", junior. She shoots 40% behind the arc. She's 2-for-5 on the season. Across the timeline, 16 seconds. Bowers here. Bounce it right side. They're working inside. They'll take it out of the corner. 3-point shot of the way. Ball's off the rim. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by 14, Meredith Dirksen. To the front court. Now, Jessica Brianna probably about tied with Meredith. 3-point for City. That's going to complete the ball game. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 58. Jay County Lady Patriots, 47. Hamilton Heights will be back here tomorrow night for a 7:30 tip-off championship game of sectional 24 in Class 3A. Their opponent will be known here in a couple of hours, or maybe longer, if it takes overtime. It'll either be Frankston at 18-6 or Yorktown at 10-11. Frankston and Yorktown can step in. Coach Steve Cherry commending the Jay County Lady Patriots. Coach Steve Cherry, nothing but class. That's been very nice sentiment. Well, Mitchell, we're going to be back tomorrow night. Probably start about 7:15 for a free game, maybe 7:10. We hope you'll come back and listen. PutMeInSports.com, and we thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for a sound check, for making sure things work smoothly at Jay County, at Center Court. Huddle up, each and every one of them, and they bless the Lord for the love of basketball in their lives. We're about out of here. No matter. If you're home or away, if you're doing the kitchen and the living, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.